So our listener, Miranda, her boyfriend of 3 years just told her that he loves her. But there's a but, and that's where our group therapy is.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping you can help guide me here a little bit.
Okay.
I honestly don't even know how to say this without my chest feeling tight. I'm 26, been with my boyfriend for a little over 3 years.
Okay.
And today he told me he's not in love with me anymore. He said he still loves me, just not in love.
E.
And that sentence alone felt like the floor giving out under me.
Sure.
The confusing part is he didn't break up with me. We're still together. We still live together. So now I'm just sitting here wondering what I'm supposed to do with that information. I don't have a lot of money. I don't really have family or close friends I could just go crash with. So leaving isn't simple and staying feels awful.
Right.
I can't shake the feeling that he's only with me because he feels sorry for me, and that hurts almost more than if he just ended it. I don't want to be someone's obligation. I want to be chosen. Right now, I feel stuck, embarrassed, sad, honestly kind of invisible. Part of me just wants to hit reset on my whole life and start over somewhere new. Has anyone else been in this situation? And what would your listeners do if they were me?
Okay, I get now why there is a difference between...
There is a difference.
Hey, I'm in love with you, and hey, I still love you.
Right.
It's like consolation prize. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, and you love your friends, but you're not in love with them. In love is the romantic part. And then, yes, I mean,
yeah,
she just feels like a pity case.
Well, and immediately you're like, well, just move out. And she's like, it's not that easy.
Right. She doesn't just have somewhere else to go. Other than, you know, just go find your own apartment if you could afford that. Don't know the financial situation.
Well, she says I don't have a lot of money. So it sounds like that's not necessarily as easy unless she can, like, room with someone or, you know, find roommates and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I feel like, yes, he did break up with you, but it was like a soft launch of that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, and I will say this. I had a friend whose, you know, boyfriend at the time said that he wasn't in love with her, and it was devastating. But that was because there was, like, you know, at the time they were going through a really tough thing. There was a lot of drama going on in his life. Went and got some counseling, realized, oh, that was actually love. I did love her. He had been through lots of trauma with his other relationships and there was not a lot of trust. He had trust with her and he realized, well, that is what real love is supposed to be like.
So
he was able to figure that out, and they've been together for a long time.
Are you suggesting that if that she goes to him and says, hey, why don't you work through some of this with a professional?
Maybe. Or ask, like, why do you feel like you're not in love with me anymore?
Yeah. Okay.
But either way, I feel like she needs to walk away. Like, he's either going to figure that out when he loses her.
Right.
Or they're going to realize it was the right decision.
All right. 502-795-1997. What's your take on this? What's your story behind this? Would love to hear some of your takes. Amy rolls in, and we'll tell you what Amy said.
She says, I'm in your shoes right now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's on the way. Maybe the good news in all this on group therapy on 99.7 AJX is that our listener Miranda's relationship with her boyfriend, who said, I'm not in love with you anymore. I still love you, but he didn't break up with her, is that maybe there's hope.
There are some perspectives that could be painting that picture.
Now, first, Amy did say, I'm sorry, I'm in your shoes right now, except that he's my husband.
Oh.
Not my boyfriend.
Oh, gosh.
Amy says, I don't really know what to tell you, though. My husband has agreed to go to counseling, but I'm afraid he's only doing that to shut me up. I don't know. I moved here from a different state to be with him. I have no family. I don't know anybody here, so I can relate to you on that level as well. I'm sorry, hun. It's never easy.
Oh,
dang, Amy.
So tough. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, hey, it's hard to grieve when you still live with them, I'm sure. It sounds
right.
Like you know the direction you want to move towards, though. You deserve love. Becca says, honestly, it sounds like he's soft launching a breakup. He cares about you, doesn't want to be the one to kick you out and take away your support system. By telling you this, he's putting it in your court to make the move.
Yeah, that's kind of what Lisa said on text as well, and just said, look, he's a coward who wants you to do the dirty work.
Right, and, you know, get a second job. You've got the extra time now, right. and that kind of thing. But Mike says, I'd definitely start putting money back the best you can, but the question is, have you two been going through some stuff? If so, maybe that's where all of this might be coming from. Is it more of like you've become roommates? If he hasn't stepped out of the relationship, nor have you, there might be hopes to fix it.
Okay.
You know, sit down, tell him how you feel.
Right.
Ask how he really feels that you guys should go, where you should go from there. Sadly, so many people just quit working on it.
Right.
It takes two and only two. So good luck.
Okay, so giving a little bit of hope to it.
Yeah, Grace says, I'd say everyone goes through highs and lows points in their relationships. If he's still with you, I'd take that to mean that he wants to keep trying.
Right.
Sometimes all you need is a fresh start. Sit down, ask him what you're most afraid of. That way there's no guessing game between you, and together you can build a plan on how you want to move forward.
Yeah.
She said, my partner and I have our own struggles that have caused us to be majorly misaligned in the past, and we came close to splitting because of that. I'm in therapy to deal with my own stuff, and in the meantime, we both managed to update a shared priority board so we know where the other person is in their own individual life and plans and what the goals are.
All right, that's
smart. Just look at the problem like a team. It's not you against each other. It's both of you against the problem.
Aaron on Facebook kind of says, be thankful he was honest enough to admit it, and remember the quickest way to get over somebody.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Is to get under somebody.
Okay. All right. All right.
She said Ben and Kelly can finish that one. Yep, that's for sure.
Okay.
Thanks.
But think it might be worth having another conversation. Like, you know, okay, you had mentioned not in love with me anymore. I feel like that's a key ingredient to a successful relationship, but you didn't break up with me. So what are you thinking?
I mean,
where do we go from here? Do you want to try to salvage and get back to the spot where you felt like you were in love with me, or can you not?
Could you, though?
It depends.
If someone said, hey, kind of almost like a condescending pat on the head.
Yeah.
I still love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. It's like, what caused that? Was there, is it just a something that he realized, or is there another person?
Right. And that's what we really have to get the definitive answer to. And, and since the fact that, you know, again, he didn't break up with her. So I think she needs to revisit that conversation. Why did you tell me that if you don't want to break up with me?
All right.
Is this something you feel like we can fix? If not, I need to find someone who knows they are in love with me. And you should obviously understand
And needs
that.
A roommate.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry you're going through this. That sucks.
It's really, that is tough.
But keep us posted. Good luck. That's group therapy.